This is podcast number 5. I'm sitting with a young gentleman. I guess you're how old?
I'm actually 38.
38? Oh my God, you look like you're 25. And
thank you.
You from down at the Jersey Shore, and you live an exciting life. moving people around, transporting people. How do you like living at the Jersey Shore?
It's great. There's no other place I'd rather live.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty mellow down here.
Yeah.
But I bet you when you're transporting people, you end up in a lot of places you'd rather not live.
Yeah, you see a lot of places in New Jersey. And a little Philadelphia, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a little New York as well.
So, we live in the Asbury Park area, and Asbury Park is pretty happening. It's always been a music center, and it's getting to be more of a music center. I hear that they're even going to be making Asbury Park one of the first places where they distribute marijuana. So there's a lot of artists here. A lot of musicians, a lot of creative people. So one of the amazing things that I've seen happen from technology, and I have to admit I was negative on it when I first heard of it, was this sharing your property and making money with like a technology company like the rideshare companies. It seems great. It gives people an opportunity to be free, make some money. Have you seen any downfalls from the system?
Well, I think I know where you're getting at. But yeah, you pick up some people, especially at night, that are just out of sorts. I've done over 2,000 rides, you know, and, you know, yeah, I've only had a couple bad experiences.
Right. I mean, I jumped in your vehicle. First thing I asked you is like, did you ever get lucky?
That's what you asked me. That's right. Yeah. And at first I said no, because it was actually so long ago, I forgot. But it was last, where are we at now? September. So it was last September. It was about a year ago.
A year ago. Yeah. So tell me what happened. I mean, how did you get lucky in your ride?
So I picked up three girls, and I'm always pretty fun with the music and outgoing and talking to people. So, you know, they liked me, and they were like, oh, you're different than, you know, all the other drivers we usually get. And when I dropped them off, we continue to talk, and I gave one of the girls in the back my number, because the girl in the front that was talking to me the most actually had a boyfriend.
Okay.
So I wasn't trying to, you know, never I would go after girls with boyfriends.
So you pick these girls up somewhere around here.
Right. I didn't think anything of it. Like you right. said, I thought I might see her again. I gave her my number. Happened to be that before I get ahead of myself, yeah, she texted me pretty much immediately after I dropped them off.
Oh, cool. So you left them somewhere at a hotel, I'm guessing.
I dropped them off at their hotel, gave her my number. I was like, yeah, call me. I'll definitely come. I'll park right now. You know, they're like, we'll call you, something like that. Or something like that. And she called me, like I said, like.
And what happened?
5-10 minutes after I was pulling away. And she's like, you want to come back and like hang out or pick me up or something like that? I was like, sure. I was like, let me make a stop real quick and I'll be right there. And like, I think she knew what I meant. And I was planting a seed, too, when I said that, guys. You know, I was like, let me make a stop real quick.
Right.
You know, you can be polite even and take it a step further and be like, do you want me to pick you up anything? But she asked me, too, after. She was like, is that what you picked up? You know, I went and stopped for condoms.
You stopped for condoms. You knew right away.
I knew what I was going to do, yeah.
All right, so let's get more into more of the details for the audience, because I think they'd like to know.
Sure.
So you went back, and she comes running out.
Jumping into the car.
Yeah.
No, the three of them came out back. As the girls get in my car, you know, the two are in the window, you know. The girl comes around, gets in the car, and the other two come in my window on the driver's side, and they're like, you're not going to kill my friend, not going to murder my friend. I'm like, nah, stop it, you know? They were just being protective. I was like, you guys are sweet. They're good friends. I was like, they're good friends.
So the shy one in the middle with the nice hair,
yeah,
and a nice smile.
Nice body, too. Oh, I got lucky.
Gets in your car, and where do you head?
I am immediately just, like, we started talking, and
what'd you talk about?
I parked it. Just nothing, you know? I just asked a lot of questions. Mm. What you do, guys, is just ask a lot of questions.
Oh,
ask questions.
Until she tells you to shut up.
Answer their questions. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they're not going to tell you to shut up. Girls like to talk.
I don't know.
Guys like to talk too. We're here talking. I don't know. You just ask them questions and ask another question. Don't just ask a question and jump to another subject.
Right.
You know, and do that with everybody. All the conversations you have, be present and be involved in the conversation that you're having.
So
especially with a woman, you know, in the first interaction, you know, seem interested, like you're giving her all the attention, you know.
Do you remember any of the questions you asked her?
Just like generic stuff, like, you know, what do you do? Oh, how long have you been doing that? I think she was a teacher. I think we kind of connected because at the time I was also, or I had done, what's that called? Aftercare.
Mm-hmm.
Aftercare is like kids, you know, like latchkey, they call it aftercare or whatever. So I did sports and fitness. I was a sports and fitness coach for a school for a whole year, actually, until the summer. And I didn't want to do it anymore.
Right. So she was a teacher. You basically were a teacher at one time.
Yeah. They called, you know, everyone respected you as a teacher and, you know, I was coach, whatever. But
that's cool. So you guys connected. You had similar education backgrounds. Cool. So who made the first move?
I think, I don't know, man. It was so long ago, you know. We started making out in the front. But what I did was I was casually talking as after I pick her up and just parked like by the beach, but in a parking lot of like an apartments and by the water, by the bridge and by the water.
Okay, by the bridge. That's a killer.
Yeah,
the bridge
it was great.
That's the bridge is
the
place.
Because it was the lights and it wasn't like too dark. It wasn't like I was trying to be creepy. You know, I was like, oh, let's just sit here and talk for a little bit. I even said that or something like that. You know, I didn't say, all right, you ready? As soon as I parked, I didn't turn and jump on her. You know what I mean? We sat and we talked a little bit. And then
this is a classic Shore story, by the way.
It was good. Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got lucky, like I said.
Yeah.
And she had a dynamite body.
Okay, so you guys are there and finish your conversation. You make your moves and
we'll start
was it
out.
A fantastic time?
It was fantastic. It was good.
So why wouldn't you want to call her again?
I think I did too early.
Oh, wait a second. Let me get this straight. Now, this is a very confusing thing for men, especially.
Yeah.
And many men have advised me. Okay, you meet a girl. You think she's hot. You actually sleep with her.
Right.
And then they tell you, don't call her. And you called her. You were excited. You liked her.
It's really, and I'm no expert at all. I'm
okay.
Just a normal guy.
Dude, you're a teacher. You got to teach us.
All right. So let me finish what happened.
Oh, yeah. To finish all what right? happened.
So we're making out a lot, you know, clothes start, you know, coming off or unzipping, whatever, and everything. And I was like, let's go in the back. And she's like, no, we're good. You know, I was like, let's go in the back. We got more room, you know. So we both get out and go in the back. And it was much better. Right? It was a 4-door big car, you know, but oh, much better in the back.
All right.
And we had a great time. She went down on me and then I went to town because I put a condom on and that always helps last a little bit longer, right? But it was like we steamed up those windows good, man. It was like a good couple different positions, like, you know, good, what, 15 minutes, I'd say, at least, you know.
But after that, after you, you know, did you drop her off after?
Yeah, after that, but we talked and it was very good, you know. It was very good, like, she's like, next time we use a bed, you know. And I'm like, yeah, definitely, hit me up. And I think I fucked up by, like, hitting her up the next morning, like, early. You know what I mean? Like,
well, was she probably drinking? Was she drinking that night?
Yeah, that's the thing. Probably before she even woke up. I should have hit her up in the afternoon. I probably hit her up like, I don't know. I don't even remember. 10, 11 o'clock.
You liked her.
Definitely
though.
Before 12.
You
oh,
liked
yeah.
her. So
she gave great head. I don't need to say this, but the sex, whatever, was great. You know what I mean? It was dynamite. It wasn't great. It was dynamite.
Do you think you satisfied her?
I think absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
But it was difficult in the car because we couldn't do too much. I didn't go down on her, like I said. I didn't touch her too much, you know. I just gave her kind of what she wanted. I thought she just wanted. When you go hook up with some dude at Jersey Shore, you know what I mean? Because they struck out, obviously, at the bar,
right.
The three of them.
Right.
And then because it was Monday, weekday, you know, they didn't go home with nobody.
Right.
They rented a hotel room. They don't want to waste it, their time there, you know?
Right.
But it was her first night, I think, there for 4 days.
Oh, okay.
So maybe she was like, whatever. And then I hit her up too early. I was like, hey, anytime you want to meet up, let me know, you know?
So she blew you off, man?
She did blow me off.
What
bro.
The hell?
But it's cool, man, because, you know.
Wait a second. Is it cool? I don't know.
It stung.
Sex with a woman.
Yeah, because she seemed like she had a great time, and because she said next time we do it in
bed. Yeah.
You know, and I was excited for that, and I wasn't giddy and everything like a teenager, like you know.
Right. I mean, people can't see you like I can, but you're like a cool guy. I mean.
Yeah, I was playing it cool, super cool, but then I had, like I said, I just texted her too early. You know, I was like, anytime you're ready to do that again, let me know, or something like that. You know what I mean? And that was it. And I left it alone because I didn't hear back from her.
I think that this is all really important stuff for people to think about when they're out looking for love.
Yeah, and like I think one of the important things is don't seem too desperate or, like I said before, thirsty in certain situations. Like, don't text a girl when she's out drinking the whole night, like before she even probably woke up. Like, let it simmer, one of my friends told me one time.
You don't think maybe she just didn't like the sex?
Like a girl? No way.
Okay.
I was efficient.
You were efficient.
I got the condoms before I met her. After I picked her up, I parked on the way to where we were going. I just decided, like, you got to decide, guys. Decide where you're going. Don't pick up a girl, especially for the first date, and be like, oh, so where do you want to go? You better know where you're taking this girl before you pick her up.
Right.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so the future, you're 38 now, you said.
Correct.
So are your parents married?
My parents are still married, God bless them.
All right, and how about yourself? I mean, do you want to find one girl? Or
I don't want to talk about my situation right now. Just God forbid, whatever.
Okay. You just let it fly.
I don't even want to put a date on this because, you know.
Right. Well, good luck with her. So you had other experiences, and we kind of got into it. We kind of talked to it a little bit.
Really quick, we'll talk about one other positive one.
Oh, okay. One positive one.
So I am waiting for a ride. You know, and I went to a bar, and there's a lot of people outside, and there's porta potties in the parking lot, and I went and used the porta potty.
Right.
On the way out of the porta potty, I was like, you need a ride, need a ride, need a ride, need a ride to, you know, whoever. And I got two girls. It was super nice to them, and I dropped them off. The one girl was like really fucked up, throwing up and everything.
Ugh.
And long story short, I'm rapping with the one girl the whole way to her house, like a 30-minute ride. She's like, oh, you're so nice and this and that. And let me give you my number. I'd love to take you out for a drink.
Oh, nice.
She said to me.
Nice.
For taking me and my friend home.
Right.
And I was like, sure, sure. That'd be great. You know? So we exchanged numbers.
Right.
I didn't text her the next day. Not because of the last time. Because that wasn't the last time. It was just. Right. I just normally don't. It just depends on how it goes.
Right.
I kind of forgot to text that girl. And I texted her like. Maybe a week, 5, 6 days, maybe more, maybe too long.
Right.
Should wait like 2 or 3 days, guys. No more than 2 or 3 days.
Right.
You know? Here's my point. I waited too long with this one.
Right.
And she didn't remember me because she was just as fucked up as her friend, but she wasn't throwing up.
Right.
You know? So my point was with this one, she didn't even remember me. And she even said, she's like, who is this? Blah, blah, blah. And I even said like, whatever, you know? She didn't respond, didn't remember, you know.
Wow.
I even said, like, how about that drink, you know. And she was like, who is this? And I was like, oh, it's me. You know, I drove you and your friend home from Bar A the other night, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Like a week ago. And she didn't remember at all, you know.
Wow.
So.
They call that blackout drunk, right?
Yeah. So that's it. I mean, there's the typical stereotype of the late night driver for, like you said, you don't want to say the name of the rideshare. Companies, but everyone knows the names of the companies.
Yeah.
But everyone says like, oh, those drivers, you know, pick up girls and they get this and they get that. Or maybe some of the drivers embellish a little bit and say, or maybe it is true and say that girls like, you know, give them head or whatever on the ride home, whatever. Never happened to me. Like I said, just that one instance where I got the girl number and then we went back kind of as like friends,
right.
You know.
Listen, you're allowed to communicate with people, and you're allowed to date people.
Yeah,
I don't see why you should be restricted. Your love life should be restricted because you're meeting people in your job. I mean, yeah. As long as you're not taking advantage of people.
Yeah, she had asked me where I lived, and I live down here.
Right.
And that's why it was a go for her, because she didn't want anybody by her.
Well, that's a good point.
She might even have a boyfriend.
Keeping a distance.
You know, she didn't even have a boyfriend. And I didn't want anything more than that either. Maybe it could have been a booty call, long-term booty call. Maybe she'd come down here in the summertime, whatever, but I go up there, whatever. But I wasn't mad.
So we talked about another ride that you had recently,
yeah,
which was crazy. And can you share that with us?
Sure. I picked a gentleman up that was like 40, 50 years old, whatever. And picked him up at a Irish pub over here. White collar type dude, like long sleeve polo with like long sleeve, like button down shirt, business shirt with the, you know, shorts and the, you know, the boat docker shoes. So I picked the guy up. I'm always happy. It doesn't matter. I would treat everybody the same. So he sits in the front. Some people like to sit in the front. Some people sit in the back. I don't think anything of it. The guy sits in the front, and he's kind of like talking to me. And now that I'm looking back, he's like looking at me and talking to me the whole time, not like, you know, looking forward like most people do. He's like checking me out, this guy. I'm looking back now. But he's talking to me. He's talking to me, and he says, so what do you like to do? Do you know anywhere, you know, that we can get some stuff or what's up? I was like, dude, if I did, I'd be doing it right now, joking around, you know, or something like that. And he's like, dude, if you know somewhere, we'll do it right now. I'll get the whole bag. You know, I'll do a big line. We'll do two big lines each and then two more. And then that's it. We'll do the whole thing in two lines. I'm like, I don't know anybody, bro. I don't know anybody, you know? And he's like, so a couple of minutes go by. He's like, so you like to have a good time and not have anything to worry about? And I'm like, yeah, like who doesn't? Like, what are you talking about? And he's like, so you like getting your dick sucked? And I'm like, yeah, of course, you know. Like, he's like, oh, I could take care of that for you. And I'm like, what do you got? Like a hot blonde in your pocket? Like, I really didn't think that he was serious.
Sure.
Still,
yeah,
like
yeah.
I was talking with him the whole time, you know. And he's like, nah, like, you know, for real. So you don't want me to? And I'm like, nah, man, I'm good. Like, chill. He's sitting in the front.
Right.
Now,
right.
He's a bigger dude than me, mind you. And like his arm was like on the armrest, like, and I even said like once, like, excuse me. And then like flops his hand down, like, you know, and I'm like, dude, no, like chill the fuck out, you know, like not immediately, but like a couple minutes after.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me again, you know, he said, whatever. I'm like, dude, I'm not, no, he flopped his hand down. And I was like, dude, I'm not into guys, like stop, you know?
Right. Right.
And then that was like about 10, 15 minutes into the ride. And then thank God, man, like not too long after he passed out because, my God, was that uncomfortable.
Yeah, I can
and
imagine.
That's what we talked about last time about how you're like, see, like it's not on the other end, you know, guys, it happens to guys too, but just to touch really, really quick back on what you said before, like women do it too, you know, back about what you said and what I talked about. And I do it. I've done it before too. And I appreciate right. you saying that you respect me for doing it that time. But there have been times where I'm like, what stays in Vegas, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Right.
Not particularly being in Vegas, Atlantic City or
right.
whatever.
Whatever.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But girls do it too. Just to my point with the other story was that my point was that they're way more sophisticated, man. Someone told me this a long time ago, like they're the most sophisticated creature on the planet. And I agree. I said that. I agree with that 100,000%. Girls have a mind just like men have a mind. They got desires and needs just like we do,
mm-hmm.
but they're just more, not sneaky, but just sophisticated about going about their business.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? They're more about it, doing it on the low.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I said, what about Uber drivers talking, oh, this girl sucked my dick on the way home the other night, blah, 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 blah. Girls don't talk about that shit. You know, guys right. do that shit. Girls right. do it, right. but they don't talk about it.
You know, you switched off the
I didn't mean to switch gears there.
The other ride, but let's go back. So maybe
so go back to the uncomfortable stage.
Maybe yeah, maybe you felt a little uncomfortable. So
oh,
you needed to
yeah.
We needed to talk about men and women as
yes.
opposed to this guy who was coming on to you, which you didn't want.
Right.
And what I
And I wasn't sitting like this at the time or anything, you know,
right,
I wasn't
right.
wearing a cut off shirt, you know,
right,
or
right.
anything, you know.
Right, right. Yeah. No, I get it, man. I understand.
Know, it was very, very weird.
I understand know? That you're not gay,
yeah.
and I don't have any problem with people that are gay.
Right.
But I think what I want to point out is that, holy shit, you experienced what maybe women experience when they get hit on.
I think that it's more like they, yeah, but it's like a daily basis for them almost. Like that was aggressive. That was like kind of like sexual harassment. You know what I mean?
Right, right. So,
you know, I mean, the workplace type thing. And that's like that. I mean, I hope that every woman doesn't go through this shit because it's ridiculous. But yeah, that's more common. Yeah, with men doing it to women, I guess.
Right. You know, well, no means no. I mean, just don't bother somebody if they're not interested. I'm no, thank you. I have a boyfriend or whatever. I mean, it's kind of shocking to have that happen as a man, and it has happened to me.
But it was by a man.
Right. Exactly. You know? And you know, he was being very forceful, and you're in a car with him, and, you know, what do? Knock the guy out, or do you kick him out of your car? Or
I've gotten a ride home from women before, and, you know, older woman, you know, when I was younger, working at a bar, you know, I was drunk, drinking Long Island iced teas. You know, she didn't try to touch me or anything like that, you know, even say anything. She was super polite about it and took me home. Yeah, a guy did it to me. It wasn't a woman.
Listen, I can understand how uncomfortable you are discussing this.
No. My point is that guys do this. Girls don't do this. Women don't do this. You know, women, I mean, it's more common, I guess, for guys to be the aggressor.
I've had a few women that have been aggressive with me.
Yeah? That were unwanted and you're like, nah.
Yeah, you know? Definitely.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
And I've had women like ask me multiple times for my number and be like, oh, no, I got a girlfriend. And they'd be like, oh, she has a no. Like I said, like they're more sophisticated about it, you know, but I was not interested, you know, and they were more like, oh, come on, blah, 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 but not like aggressive, like graphic and like, you know, saying things like, right. I'll suck your dick.
Well,
like,
this guy, right. Well, you know, imagine how a woman feels when you're just being overly aggressive and you make a comment like, I want to do this to you. That's not a good thing. And men make mistakes, but you got to learn by now.
And a lot of guys should respect and understand that, you know, it's not easy. You know, guys don't make it easy. It's not you, it's other guys, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just pretty pathetic when someone is being clear that they're not interested in advances,
right,
that people don't back off, whether it's men, women, men and women. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's just a very uncomfortable feeling. And, you know, I recall back when I was 21 or 22, a guy flashing his lights behind me just wouldn't stop. I pull over, he pulls up and he says, oh, you want a blowjob? It was very uncomfortable.
This is nuts.
It was uncomfortable and I was scared. And I was grossed out, and, you know, I felt really horrible about it. And I think that, you know, you've kind of just experienced the same thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all have to be understanding of like, hey, yeah, you need to pursue each other for love, but at the same time, you have to expect people to say no, right? Just like you and... Even if it's something like you and the woman being together and then the next day she doesn't respond, you got to back off.
Right? Yeah.
Because there's no sense in pursuing because people just make decisions and say, that's it. I'm not interested.
They're right. You know, that's their right to do that. And you can't force anything, you know? And that's like, you know, I don't know how else to explain it. And even like the more that you chase, they run. The more you run, they chase. So the more you just play it cool, the better off you'll be. I know you want to call her, but don't. Not don't like ever, just not, you know, not right now. Do it later. Right. Let it simmer, you know?
Right. So one of the things we're trying to do with Love Appy is we're trying to get people to understand that a verbal profile is probably better because you get more of your insides out there. Mm. So if we can try this, you know, if you can give me like a 30-second profile, you're talking to the woman of your dreams.
Oof.
And this is what we need people to do on Love Appy. We need you to kind of just close your eyes and picture this woman that you want to be with or the type of woman you want to be with. What would you tell her in 30 seconds that represents you? I mean, what would you tell her? Give it a try, please, because... Yeah,
this is a rough draft. I mean, I hope I get to redo this over and over again.
Yeah, you
but,
can, yeah.
You know, I would say it's so nice to meet you. I'm looking forward to actually meeting you in person. Excited to share new adventures with you and see where this could take us. I guarantee you that you'll never meet anybody like me. You never met anybody like me, and you never will meet anybody like me. I'll treat you not only the way that I am, but the way that I treat you will be unlike anything you've ever experienced before. And I hope to do that every day until whatever. I don't know what to say. That's a nuts question, man. I mean, it's not nuts. It's a good one. No. Good one. But I've never been asked that before. I never had to sell myself like that. You know what
you
I mean?
You don't have to sell yourself.
Not just sell, but like...
You have to imagine. I mean, I think what we're trying to do with Love Appy is just imagine that this was the one in front of you. So there would be thousands of people listening.
With Love Appy, I understand what you're trying to do. And on a vocal level, like try to not sell yourself, but try to express who you are in like, it's a good idea. You know what I mean? To get people like comfortable and like getting to express themselves and get people to hear about what these people's values are. And
right. Exactly. You know? We're going to ask a question every day. So, you know, the questions are supposed to be intriguing so that, let's say you stumble over your profile.
Mm.
Hi, you know, I'm blah, blah, blah. I'm interested. I'll make your life wonderful, blah, blah, blah.
And yeah,
you
don't that feel, was shit.
And you don't feel great about it, but then we're going to pose questions, right? So she heard your voice.
Mm.
She think it's like awesome. Wow, amazing. I'd like to wake up to his voice. He's so sexy, whatever. And then she says, but what is he like?
Right.
So that she can come back on any day where she thinks a question's interesting, and you, if you choose, can go there and say, here's the answer to my questions. I want to thank you for coming in tonight.
I can't appreciate it more. I mean, I love this. It's fun.
I hope that I can make a difference. I'm in the last third of my life, and I'm having a great time just trying
You're
to.
You're the better half.
Yeah, the better half. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, if this can work, and I'm sure it can. And you know what? Your voice is going to mean a lot to people. And you've said some really deep things.
I'm a deep guy.
Yeah, and it's been a great thing to meet you.
I appreciate it a lot. It was fun.
All right, thank you very much, sir.